Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile Magazine. Today we're going to start off with some biography and memoir reviews. After the North Pole, a story of survival, myth-making and melting ice, by Arlen Kagar, read by Atli Gunnarsson. 11.5 hours long, unabridged, copyright 2025. Listeners will be riveted by narrator Atli Gunnarsson as he recounts the many trials and tribulations that await explorers who trek to the North Pole. In 1994, Arlen Kagar made that journey using nothing but his skis. In a strong Nordic accent, Gunnarsson brings to life both Kagar's personal experience and those of the explorers who came before him. He transports listeners to the wintry tundras of northern Greenland, Norway and Canada. In a down-to-earth tone that verges on casual, Gunnarsson describes the dangers of a polar expedition, no matter how careful the preparation. Gunnarsson's narration is not to be missed. It's available as a trade edition from Harper Audio 2025, digital download ISBN 978-006-342-1813 for $27.99. All the Way to the River, Love, Loss and Liberation, by Elizabeth Gilbert, read by Elizabeth Gilbert. 10.25 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. This author-narrated audiobook blends memories and poems with some mind-bending moments as Elizabeth Gilbert talks with her late lover and converses with God. A practiced speaker, Gilbert performs this excruciatingly honest work with passion and restraint. The memoir is about addiction and how Gilbert healed after the death of her friend, lover, global traveling companion and one-time hairdresser, Raya, a badass, streetwise recovering addict, until not long before her death from cancer. Composed in fragments, stories, recollections, poems, aphorisms that are connected by guitar bridges, it ends in the present. Gilbert describes herself as a sex and love addict, and much of the text reveals her struggles. She's been in a 12-step program for 5 years, stayed celibate, stopped drinking and drugs, and has buzz-cut her hair. Trade edition, Penguin Audio 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-715-6726 for $24. Library edition, Books on Tape 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-715-6733 for $95. Articulate, A Deaf Memoir of Voice, by Rachel Kolb, read by Anna Caputo and Rachel Renee Kolb. 10.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Anna Caputo gives a terrific performance of this memoir about growing up deaf in a hearing world. While author Rachel Kolb is accomplished, she was the first signing deaf person to become a Rhodes Scholar, her writing is down-to-earth and relatable. With an intelligent, empathetic intonation, Caputo imparts Kolb's life story, including the many adjustments she needed to make to navigate a world that was often inaccessible. Kolb illuminates the divide between those who choose to communicate through signing as opposed to oralism, lip-reading-slash-speaking language, as well as the complications of cochlear implant surgery. Caputo captures all of Kolb's warmth and intelligence as she manages her education, family life, and many friendships with grace and equanimity. An inspiring story, well told and well narrated. Trade edition, Harper Audio 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-006-337-5208 for $26.99. And now let's move on to some fiction titles. All the Mothers, by Domenica Ruta, read by Patricia Santomasso. 9.25 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Narrator Patricia Santomasso shines as the voices of a trio of women who were impregnated by the same deadbeat dad, Jason. They unite in solidarity and unexpected friendship. When Sandy finds co-parenting her daughter Rosie with Jason frustrating, she connects with Stephanie, the mother of Jason's oldest child. The two women bond over their shared experiences, discovering they have much in common. Sandy and Stephanie move in together and are soon joined by Kaya, whom Jason has abandoned. The three women form a tight bond of friendship. Santomasso delivers witty dialogue with zest. The story is set in New York City, and Santomaso gives various characters authentic local accents that enrich the listening experience. Her narration highlights the chosen family these women create. Trade edition, Random House Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-8639 for $20. Library edition, Books on Tape, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-8820 for $76. Angel Down by Daniel Krauss, read by Kirby Hayborn. 8.5 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Kirby Hayborn narrates a cinematic fever dream in which 5 soldiers confronting the horrors of World War I stumble across a supernatural being. The audiobook has a unique structure consisting entirely of a single sentence, relentlessly weaving poetic brutality with moral tension. Hayborn adeptly navigates the unusual rhythm of the format with a narration that maintains momentum without sacrificing clarity. His talent with accents, tonal shifts, and emotional nuances gives each character a distinct identity. Hayborn never shies away from a visceral gore while maintaining the gripping drive of the novel's stream-of-consciousness point of view. His narration elevates the strange journey of soldiers and a fallen angel amid the terrifying cacophony of war. He achieves a masterful performance well-suited to the unconventional story. Trade edition, Simon & Schuster Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-166-811-4742 for $24.99. At Last, by Marisa Silver, read by Mia Barron. 8 hours long, unabridged, copyright 2025. In 1971 Omaha, Helen and Evelyn meet as their children marry. Mia Barron's detached voice sets the scene and then, almost magically, transforms into women full of personality. Barron takes us back to the 40s and 60s, which molded the women, and forward from the 80s to the 2015s. As the women continue their rivalries, competing for attention and love, Barron gives each her own snarky, judgmental voice. She gives Francie, the beloved granddaughter, a voice that matures as she grows from a child to a troubled teenager and to a contented, middle-aged woman. Listeners hear how Evelyn's daughter Ruth is frustrated by her struggles to succeed, while Helene's son Tom is supportive. Silver shows how histories impact families' lives, relationships, and choices through generations. And this title is a winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade edition, Simon & Schuster Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-166-812-0835 for $24.99. Bog Queen by Anna North, read by Lily Newmark. 7.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Lily Newmark's transcendent performance of Anna North's remarkable novel lingers long in the memory. 3 narratives intersect. A young woman of Iron Age Britain begins her first year as village druid during the start of a Roman occupation. Agnes, an American forensic anthropologist, is asked to examine a 2,000-year-old body preserved in an English peat bog, and that of a peat moss itself. Newmark dons every accent and characterization, from impatient Welsh to stubborn rural English to Agnes's flattened tone, which hints of someone on the autism spectrum. Add the reflective, far-sighted narrative of the moss, and you have a genuine tour de force. Together, Newmark and North deliver drama, wonder, heartbreak, and hope, while exploring how to live bravely and honestly in changing times. Don't miss it. This title is also a winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade edition, Bloomsbury Publishing, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-163-557-9680 for $22. The Book of Lost Hours by Haley Gelfuso, read by Carlotta Brenton. 13.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Carlotta Brenton's narration is a masterclass in poignant storytelling. Gelfuso's novel, featuring an 11-year-old girl who is trapped in time-space, is a thoughtful exploration of memory, grief, and the abuse of power. Her writing is clear, emotionally grounded, and well-paced. The story unfolds with quiet intensity and engaging characters that keep the listener entranced. Brenton conveys Gelfuso's poetic prose with grace and precision, drawing listeners into a world in which time bends and memory can be transformed. Brenton's narration anchors Gelfuso's evocative and layered writing with empathy and control. Her tone perfectly matches the audiobook's mood. The combination of Gelfuso's writing and Brenton's performance makes for a compelling experience that is immersive, melancholic, and quietly transformative. A beautiful pairing of voice and vision. Trade edition, Simon & Schuster Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-166-811-9143 for $29.99. And now let's take a look at some philosophy and religion titles. Godstruck, Seven Women's Unexpected Journeys to Religious Conversion, by Kelsey Osgood, read by Kelsey Osgood. 11.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. In a light tone and quick cadence, Kelsey Osgood recounts the stories of seven millennial women who encountered God through different means, faiths, and worship experiences. Chinese-American Angela became a Quaker, while Sarah, who suffered from the trauma of the Boston Marathon bombing, found healing in evangelicalism. Kate was drawn to the stories and structure of Mormonism. Christina adopted the simple life of the Amish. Hannah embraced Islam and moved to Saudi Arabia, while Oriane discerned a religious vocation with the Sisters of St. Paul. Kelsey herself converted to Orthodox Judaism and weaves her story throughout the other accounts. The author-slash-narrator's tendency to speed-read detracts somewhat from the narration, but the stories are fascinating, especially at a time when organized religions report declining numbers. Trade edition, Penguin Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-059-391-1723 for $20. Library edition, Books on Tape, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-059-391-1730 for $76. Not That Wheel, Jesus. Stories from a Faith That Went Off-Road in the Best and Worst Possible Ways, by Mary Catherine Backstrom, read by Mary Catherine Backstrom. 5.5 hours long, unabridged, copyright 2021. Mary Catherine Backstrom narrates her short audiobook in an irresistibly authentic and warm tone. Backstrom reflects on her life as a so-called elder millennial who grew up in a conservative Christian environment. She discusses how, as she engaged more with the teachings of her faith, she found herself asking questions that weren't clearly answered, or were deflected entirely. Eventually, Backstrom left her church to seek new meaning in faith, finding a new, more supportive community along the way. Her approach to storytelling is personable and conversational. Her tone is welcoming and open. Listeners who have struggled to find community in their religion may find Backstrom's personal journey validating. Trade edition, Hachette Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-166-864-9510 for $18.99. Undaunted Joy, The Revolutionary Act of Cultivating Delight, by Shemaya Gonzalez, read by Nancy Peterson. 5.75 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Narrator Nancy Peterson channels the beauty and emotion in these short essays on the subject of joy. Her gentle tone is enjoyable and peaceful as she tells author Gonzalez's personal stories about where she finds joy, both in the ordinary and in the glorious moments of God's presence. Gonzalez also points out how being able to recognize these moments is a necessity in life. In the genuine way that Gonzalez is able to express vivid descriptions of her experiences with joy, Peterson's narration is joyous in and of itself. She is also friendly and fluid in her storytelling. This audiobook is a poetic, faith-based plea for the listener to seek happiness fearlessly, because it is already present. Trade edition, Zondervan, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-0310163206 for $19.99. And we move on to history titles. The Boys in the Light, an Extraordinary World War II Story of Survival, Faith and Brotherhood by Nina Wilner, read by Mark Bremmel and Nina Wilner. 9.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Mark Bremmel gives an excellent performance of this World War II story. Nina Wilner weaves the lives of her father, Eddie Wilner, and his Jewish family in Germany with the lives of several American GIs who saved his life at the end of a war. Her father and another companion were found by members of a 32nd Armored Regiment just before VE Day. The two Germans assisted the GIs in the final weeks of the war. Wilner describes the parallel tracks of all their lives and how Providence brought them all together. Bramall provides a steady delivery and effective accents for the characters. Wilner, who has a winsome voice, narrates like a pro as she splendidly recounts how she tracked down the GIs who rescued her father. Trade edition, Penguin Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-6901 for $22.50. Library edition, Books on Tape, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-7380 for $85.50. The Club, Where American Women Artists Found Refuge in Belle Epoque Paris, by Jennifer Daisel, read by Jennifer Daisel. 8.75 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. The existence of the American Girls Club in Belle Epoque Paris, 1871 to 1914, had been all but lost to history before author-narrator Jennifer Daisel unearthed details about it. This audiobook is pieced together from artists' autobiographies and American journalists' coverage of the expatriates. Bubbly, enthusiastic Daisel recounts the highs and lows of bohemian life in the famed Latin Quarter, but resists romanticizing. It was not so simple at that time for a single woman to travel abroad to further her career, and many women who did have been forgotten despite their successes. Daisel's narration indulges in the glorious romance of the City of Light, while also balancing somber coverage of the challenges these women faced. The Club is an honorable act of remembering. Trade edition, Bloomsbury Publishing, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-163-973-1329 for $19.62. The Conjuring of America, Mojos, Mermaids, Medicine, and 400 Years of Black Women's Magic, by Lindsay Stewart, read by Adenrile Ojo. 10.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Adenrile Ojo narrates this important history of black women whose magic and spirituality permeates the roots of American culture. Blue jeans, pancake mix, and even Vicks VapoRub all have their origins in these conjure women, but a culture of misogyny and racism capitalized on them, at the same time ignoring their sacred elements. From the lore of the goddess Ocean through the modern writers and pop culture, this audiobook explores the often hidden contributions of black women and their sacred culture. Ojo's passionate delivery shines as she narrates this exploration of how conjure continued as a cultural and sacred thread from the time of enslavement to the modern day. Her smart performance keeps listeners engaged even when these women's stories may be hard to hear. Trade edition, Hachette Audio, 2025. Digital download, ISBN 978-166-865-0103 for $27.99. Dark Renaissance, The Dangerous Times and Fatal Genius of Shakespeare's Greatest Rival, by Stephen Greenblatt, read by Eduardo Ballerini. 9.75 hours unabridged, copyright 2025. Many listeners will recall Eduardo Ballerini's lucid narration of Stephen Greenblatt's 2013 audiobook, The Swerve. It was an inspired match between one of today's finest Renaissance scholars and one of the very finest audiobook narrators. Author and narrator match again in this insightful biography of Shakespeare's predecessor and early model, playwright Christopher Marlowe. In a brief span of years, Marlowe transformed English literature with a single innovation. Blank verse, unrhymed, ten-syllable iambic pentameter, his and Shakespeare's mighty line. Little is known for certain about Marlowe's life, or more mysteriously, his murder at age 29. His sparse biography is fleshed out and enriched by a marvellous evocation of Elizabethan theatre before and during his brief career, and his impact on a string of his contemporaries, particularly Shakespeare. This title is the winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Library Edition, Recorded Books 2025. CD, ISBN 979-889-756-8192 for $94.75, 8 CDs. MP3 CD, ISBN 979-822-862-5389 for $45.95, 1 MP3 CD. Digital download, ISBN 979-889-756-8178 for $26.24. And let's finish off with some children's titles. Bitter Tea and Rock Candy by Yang Gu, read by Catherine Chin. Recommended for children ages 4 through 6, 8 minutes long, unabridged, copyright 2025. Mimi doesn't like Waipo's favorite tea. How long can she avoid drinking it without hurting her grandmother's feelings? Catherine Chin delivers the answer in a heartfelt performance. Waipo repeatedly offers Liangsha to Mimi, who thinks it's gross and yucky. Chin captures the humor in Mimi's efforts to get rid of a tea, as well as the tension when Waipo and Mimi clash over the taste of a healthy Chinese beverage. The descriptions of Waipo making Liangsha are clear and made all the more immersive with the perfectly choreographed sound effects. When Waipo offers a new version of Liangsha to Mimi, she accepts it with an open heart. Jin's emotionally resonant narration makes this story steeped in Chinese culture all the sweeter, and this title is the winner of an Audiophile Earphones Award. Trade Edition, Macmillan Audio, 2025, digital download, ISBN 978-125-040-9706 for $1.99. Blood in the Water by Tiffany D. Jackson, read by Kaylor Lee. Recommended for children ages 10 and up. 4.5 hours long, unabridged, copyright 2025. Kaylor Lee's narration makes it immediately understandable why Kehlani McKinnon doesn't want to leave Brooklyn for a summer in Martha's Vineyard with family friends. Once there, she finds herself sharing a room with one of the mean girl siblings and unable to communicate with her beloved dad, who's incarcerated. That's before Chadwick, a popular boy and one of the only people who is nice to her, is killed. When the investigation reveals Chadwick was murdered, not killed by a shark, Kehlani works to find out why, in the process learning more about the place and people around her. Lee's success at heightened emotions greatly increases the drama as Kehlani searches for the truth about the loss of her friend. And this title is available from Scholastic Audiobooks as a trade edition 2025, digital download, ISBN 978-1-5461-7690-9 for $24.99. Library Edition, Scholastic Audiobooks 2025, digital download, ISBN 978-1-5461-76916 for $74.99. The Burning Season by Caroline Starr Rose, read by Caitlin Canoonan. Recommended for children ages 10 and up, 3.5 hours, unabridged, copyright 2025. Caitlin Canoonan narrates this middle grade story showcasing its verse form. 12-year-old Opal lives at the top of a fire tower in the Gila National Forest, New Mexico. Her mother and grandmother are responsible for spotting fires, determining their locations, and alerting the authorities. However, Opal longs to be in town, where she can attend school and not be constantly reminded of her greatest fear, fire. When Opal's mother goes missing during a trip to town and her grandmother also disappears, Opal must confront her fears. While the verse format of the story makes the pacing seem stilted, Canoonan's emotional nuances are outstanding. As the story progresses, her tone and pitch effectively convey the rising tension. Trade edition from Listening Library 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-2637 for $14. Library Edition, Listening Library 2025. Digital download, ISBN 979-821-707-2637 707-276-44 for $34. And that's it for me for today. Thank you for joining us for Audiophile Magazine, read by Sarah.